the rest of the story. Civil War General Ambrose Everett was bald. While this is perhaps the last thing that should concern a rugged, virile, comparatively young field marshal, there was another aspect of Everett's personality which might have caused him to become unduly self-conscious. For you see, General Ambrose Everett was a society soldier, an eloquent speaker, political ambitions, suave gentleman, impeccable manners and taste, an elite party-goer capable of turning heads when he entered a room. The general was a proud man, but he was bald. But he discovered a remarkably creative compensation for his barren pate in a half a minute. I'm going to share his secret with you, because that secret is the rest of the story. General Ambrose Everett had been well-educated as a boy, but because his father could not assist him financially in going on to college, young Ambrose got a job in a tailor shop. Short while later, Ambrose's father made up for his lack of money by gaining prestige. Dad became a member of the Indiana State Senate and, with a little pull, secured an appointment to the United States Military Academy for his son. Ambrose's early military career was distinguished by his invention of a breech-loading rifle, but folks did not remember him for that. What they remembered was his personality. Dashing, genial, forthright, kind. Everybody liked, respected, and admired him for himself. He made friends quickly and easily, and one rung at a time he ascended the ladder of success. Major General of the State Militia, Democratic nominee for Congress, Treasurer of the Illinois Central Railroad, Colonel of the Rhode Island Regiment. It was the perfect setup for a brilliant career as Brigadier General in the Civil War and beyond. Ambrose became Governor of Rhode Island, United States Senator from that state, and largely due not to his accomplishments, but to his personality. For General Ambrose Everett, society soldier's personality had become a trademark. He was sought after in ever higher social spheres, prided himself in courtly conduct, attention to form, punctilious etiquette, cordial conversation, the very soul of grace, he was once called, proud and bald. And I mention the general's lack of hair, seemingly non sequitur to his personality, only to emphasize how the two must have combined to create a clever solution. For the soldier who once invented a breech-loading rifle, who is credited with the invention of a unique subterfuge, a creative compensation for baldness. And because of the general's influence over society, what he did soon became the in thing for everyone to do. How many men since have consciously or unconsciously imitated him, I cannot know. Because you see, General Ambrose Everett Burnside did not have hair on his head. He grew it where he could. And General Burnside called them sideburns. And now you know the rest of the story.